God follows us with His goodness and His mercy everywhere we go. When we're walking with Him, goodness and mercy follow us around everywhere. But here's the second side of this. We also leave behind us goodness and mercy in the lives of others as a legacy.
Welcome to Life Talk with Pastor Jeff Wickwire, founder and senior pastor of the exciting Turning Point Church in Fort Worth, Texas. Pastor Jeff brings you powerful biblical messages, along with practical applications that can help you grow in your personal walk with Jesus Christ. So stay tuned and be challenged, be encouraged, and be transformed by the power of the Word of God. Welcome to another edition of Life Talk. Today we're starting a brand new message titled, Goodness and Mercy Follow Me. This is part 6 on the series called The Shepherd, a study of the 23rd Psalm. To introduce the message, here's Pastor Jeff.
In closing out our rich study of the 23rd Psalm, David is looking back now over an entire year in the life of a sheep with his shepherd. And he ends the journey with one thing every Christian can know for certain. Goodness and mercy will always be a part of Jesus' care for us as our good shepherd. Goodness and mercy will be the treatment we receive from Him. I know this final installment of our 23rd Psalm series is going to bless you as it ends on a high, victorious, and comforting note. So grab your Bible and follow along with me as I share the message, Goodness and Mercy Follow Me. All right, this time we're looking at verse 6, the final verse of Psalms 23. And again, let's read it, surely goodness and mercy. Now notice the surely, how positive David is of this. Surely, not hopefully, maybe, but surely, goodness and mercy are going to follow me around all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What an incredible closing verse. Now, in closing out his psalm, David is looking back, remember, over an entire year in the life of a sheep with his shepherd. And he ends the journey with one thing every Christian can know for certain, and that is that goodness and mercy will always be a part of Jesus' care for us as his sheep. He said, surely. Everybody say, surely. We can say, surely the sun's going to rise in the morning. Just as surely, goodness and mercy are a part of Jesus' shepherding of us. Goodness and mercy. What a duo. What a beautiful duo. So goodness and mercy will be the treatment that we receive from our good shepherd. Now, it's easy to say this when everything's going well, right? It's easy to say this. He's my shepherd. Oh, he's a good shepherd. When things are going great, bills being paid, you got a great job, you're in good health, people are treating you well, and the sun is shining, it's easy to say, well, he's a good shepherd. But what about when things go sideways? Isn't that when we're attacked about the good shepherding of Jesus? When life takes a turn, when a job falls through, or our health erodes, or people we thought were our friends turn on us, and we can't figure out why. What about then? Isn't it more difficult then to look up and say, Lord, I believe you're a good shepherd? Sometimes we're tempted to say, let's tell the truth tonight. Where are you? Where are you? That all this is going down in my life. Where are you? What's up with this, Lord? If you're a good shepherd, why am I going through all these things? Of course, if you come here for very long, and on this series alone, we've taught that God uses tribulation. God uses difficulty. God uses stress and pressure to build faith in our lives, to deepen our faith, to deepen the roots, and to make us more fruitful. God uses it, and we'd be lying if we didn't say so. God uses it, but he's able to make all things work together for the good, and that's where the good shepherding comes in. No matter what you go through, he's still going to make it work together for the good. The good shepherd brings good out of even our toughest times. That's the promise. But it's not easy, nevertheless. I can think of many times in my walk with the Lord when I encountered very deep, dark valleys. My life has been marked by seriously some very trying times. I've had some tough times in my life. I just have. Walking with the Lord or not walking with the Lord before I knew Jesus, after I knew Jesus. I've been through some valleys that took the breath out of me. Now, I'm just telling you the truth. You know, I like saying God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Some people look at you when you say that so flippantly and they go, oh, I'm glad you feel that way, because right now I'm wondering where God is in my life. The bottom line is, we've learned in this series, even when you're walking through a deep, dark valley, I will fear no evil, for he is with me. His rod and staff comfort me. And all the while, he's preparing a table before me in the presence of my enemies that he's going to bless me with. But there have been times, listen, people I trusted and I assumed were my friends proved otherwise. That's the toughest kind right there, betrayal. Particularly when times were tough. In fact, I found myself surrounded by a tiny handful of supportive people who I never expected to be there, and the ones that I thought would be there disappeared. I don't know if you've ever experienced that, but that'll bless your day. Well, where's so-and-so and so-and-so? Well, they were only there when times were good and you were riding the wave. But when now that you're down and out for a season, where'd they go? Well, they were fair weather friends. And one of the good things about going through a deep, dark valley is you find out who your friends really are. You find out who they really are. Because you find a lot of the time, unfortunately, they were not what you thought they were. But here's the deal. I discovered through it all, just like I know you probably have, was when everyone else walked out, Jesus walked in. Can I say that again? When key people walked out, Jesus walked in. And he always, over time, worked in what David talked about in the last verse, goodness and mercy started following me. Right when I didn't think I'd ever see it again, I saw goodness and mercy again. See, when you walk with Jesus, you're always going to see goodness and you're always going to see mercy again. You may go through a time where you wonder where it is, but they're like two little puppy dogs following you around. Here comes goodness, here comes mercy. And right when you think you're never going to hear from them again, they nip at your heels and there's goodness and there's mercy, because the Lord is never going to let you down. He's never going to walk away. He's always, always, surely goodness and mercy will always follow me all the days of my life when I walk with Jesus. Paul the Apostle had the very same experience of people he thought would stick with him walking away. He said, At my first defense, Paul testifies to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 4. At my first defense, when I was taken before Caesar, no one, everybody say no one. Now, we're not talking about most of them stayed away or half of them stayed away. He's talking about the people he had led to Christ. He's talking about people who he loved. He's talking about people who he names at the end of some of his epistles and brags on and talks about. When he went before Caesar, no one came to my support. Everybody deserted me. Can I read that again? Do you hear the pain in his voice? Everyone deserted me. Wow. So where was the good shepherd there? Well, we know where he was. When everyone deserted him, Jesus stepped in, because look what he says. May it not be held against them. Read verse 17 out loud with me. But the Lord stood at my side and gave me strength. Amen. Can we give the Lord a hand of praise for that? And the Lord always will stand at your side and give you strength. So that through me, says Paul, the message might be fully proclaimed and all the Gentiles might hear it. And I love this last part. I was delivered from the lion's mouth. I was delivered. The Lord stood with me. The Lord strengthened me. The Lord enabled me. And the Lord protected me. And goodness, like two little puppy dogs, followed me through it all. Amen. Do you remember your days when you were walking in sin, living for the devil? Was it goodness and mercy that followed you around all the days of your life? No, it was trouble. It was regret. It was destruction. It was tragedy. It was all kinds of negatives. Isn't it wonderful that when we get saved, not only do we switch kingdoms, we switch kings. And the devil and all that we knew walking with him None of it paid off. But when we come to King Jesus, we discover goodness, mercy, following us every step of the way. Amen. So I think sometimes when you're feeling down, you need to look around and say, goodness and mercy, where are you? Come here, because I know you're here somewhere. Amen. The Lord's goodness and mercy followed the Apostle Paul wherever he went. And that's what David says of all of us. Goodness and mercy are the signature blessings of Jesus Christ. Our good shepherd has not promised we'll be shielded from trials and testings. He will not shield us from all trials and testings. But he has promised to be with us in the trial, to work it out for our good. And goodness and mercy are always seen when we look back and we thought he was nowhere around. Looking back, we can see, oh, he was there and he was here and he was over there and he was walking with me and helping me every step of the way, carrying me when I didn't even know that he was carrying me. Amen. Now, let me give you a thought tonight. Not only do goodness and mercy follow along behind us as part of our walk with the shepherd, but we also leave them behind us by way of legacy to others everywhere we go. So let's look at this two ways. God follows us, blesses us with his goodness and his mercy everywhere we go when we're walking with him, sold out to him, submitted to him. Goodness and mercy follow us around everywhere. But here's the second side of this. We also leave behind us goodness and mercy in the lives of others as a legacy. Surely goodness and mercy follow where I've been. Goodness and mercy not only follow me as a blessing from God, but because I walk with him everywhere I go, goodness and mercy follow me. Are you with me? Now, it's very interesting that in ancient literature, and I'm just going to be real blunt, real honest with you tonight, sheep were referred to as those of the golden hooves because of the beneficial effect they had on land they had occupied. A sheep's manure is the best fertilizer of any animal alive. And one sheep rancher wrote, he had personally witnessed two derelict ranches restored to high productivity and usefulness simply by sheep being brought onto the land and leaving them there for a season. In other words, goodness and mercy followed the flock of sheep. I know that's a weird way to put it, but I got to tell you the truth. All right? But listen carefully to me now. You as a human being, we all need to think of this. Always realize this. We all leave a legacy behind everywhere we go. We leave a legacy behind. We might ask ourselves this question. Do I typically leave a blessing behind me? Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. So when I leave a place, when you and I leave a place, do we leave behind goodness and mercy? Are you with me? Let's talk real tonight, because doesn't God want us to be a blessing? Aren't we called to be the light of the world, the salt of the earth? All right, now watch. Do you leave behind good memories? The fragrance of Jesus Christ? Or do I leave a trail of sadness and pain? If we walk with Jesus, folks, we will leave behind us a blessing of goodness and mercy. Surely goodness and mercy will follow where I've been, will be where I have been, will linger where I have been. Paul the Apostle wrote, "For we are the aroma or the fragrance, the cologne or perfume of Christ." Amen. And so, have you ever walked into a room and boy, somebody had on some incredible cologne, or somebody had on some incredible perfume, and it just grabs you, because if it's perfume you're smelling and you're a guy, you're thinking, man, I'd like to get that for my wife. Or if you're a woman and it's cologne, you're thinking, I'd like to get that for my man, right? Because whoever wore it left behind a fragrance, all right? And it lingers in the air. Now listen, God's plan for every believer is that we leave behind the fragrance of Christ. Goodness and mercy will follow where I've been. Goodness and mercy will follow where I've been. Amen. So true. It's so true. My daughter contacted me last night. She said, "Dad, do you remember so-and-so?" And she typed out a name. She messaged me. And I said, "Kind of." And she said, "Well, her maiden name is," and then she told me the maiden name. I said, "Oh, yeah, I remember her, and I know her husband." And as a matter of fact, her dad had been a friend of mine. And she said, "Dad, I ran into her totally out of the blue, and she realized who I was, and she began to tell me how Jesus in you had changed her life. And how," now, I say this in all humility, listen, I'm nothing. I just wear some nice cologne. Jesus. All right? And listen, sometimes I wish I wore it better than others, but I try to wear that Jesus cologne. All right? And so she was going on and on to Julia about how, and this girl then said to her, "The whole reason I'm in ministry was your dad." Now, Julia said, "Dad, I'm so proud that you're my dad." Now, listen, what she ran into was goodness and mercy following me. Okay? Now, but it's not just because I'm a preacher. Listen, all of you, everywhere you go, you're a fragrance of Christ. And we're called to leave a blessing behind. Surely goodness and mercy will follow along behind me where I've been. Now, we don't bat a thousand doing this. We make mistakes. We say things, do things. And all of us have regrets back there, all right? But the main thing is to have the idea that God's intention for all of us as lights of the world and salt of the earth and carriers of His fragrance is that we would leave behind goodness and mercy. Isaiah wrote, "How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of them that bring good news, that publish peace." See, that's not just preachers, that's you. How many of you know Jesus? Raise your hand. All right? Then you got beautiful feet. I don't care what your feet look like. You got beautiful feet. You got beautiful feet because if you're bringing Jesus and you're publishing the message of Him, your feet are beautiful. Amen? That means you're leaving a blessing wherever your feet trod. That's the idea. And so let's ask ourselves just a couple of simple searching questions. Do I leave behind peace in other lives or turmoil? Do I leave behind forgiveness or bitterness? Do I leave behind contentment or conflict? Do I leave behind the aroma of joy or do I leave frustration? Do I leave behind love or do I leave hostility? See, there's only two kinds of people. At the risk of being overly simplistic, those who leave behind a blessing and those who don't. So it's important to think and remember always that no matter where you are, an elevator, in a convenience store, pumping gas, at your job, out mowing your lawn, wherever you are, you're always that day, every day, you're leaving a legacy. So at the end of any day, you ought to stop and think, all right, let's look back at today. I encountered X number of people at work and so on and so forth. Did I leave behind goodness and mercy? Did I leave behind the fragrance of the Lord? Listen, it's a real thought because Jesus went about everywhere doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil. He left behind a blessing everywhere He went, and we're His children. So it's a good thing to aim for. It's a good thing to shoot for. You know, some people, I've known people that left behind such a mess their whole life, all they're ever doing is covering their tracks from where they've been. They don't want to go back where they've been because of what people might say or remember about them. But not those who walk closely with a good shepherd. They leave a legacy like Jesus did. Amen? Those that follow the good shepherd harbor no shame or no trepidation about returning where they've been because they left an uplifting legacy, encouragement, goodness, and mercy. So not only do goodness and mercy follow us personally, courtesy of our own good shepherd, but we in turn leave behind the legacy of goodness and mercy. You can't give what you don't have, but you always will always dispense what you do have. So thank God. Can we say together, thank God for goodness and mercy? Amen. Come on, everybody. goodness and mercy. Now we come to the close of this incredible psalm, the second part of verse 6. The shepherd has taken us. Let's remember once again, Psalms 23 is really a year in the life of a sheep. It's a whole year in the life of a sheep. He's covering the four seasons of a year in the life of a sheep. The shepherd has taken us from verse 1 through a year in the life of a sheep. We've traveled from the green pastures and the still waters of the home ranch up through the mountain passes on the high tablelands of the summer range. Fall has come with its storms and rain and sleet that drives the sheep down the foothills back to the home ranch for the long, quiet winter. And when they go back to the home ranch, this for them is coming home. For the sheep, it's a return to the familiar surroundings of fields and corrals and barns and shelters of the owner's home. A year in the life, a year in the life of a sheep. Now, it's with this scene in mind that David says, I will dwell in the house of the Lord. I'm home now. I'm home now. So I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, anybody here knows what the application is. It's obvious. In our journey through life, our own good shepherd has guided us through all the trials and tribulations of this fallen world, just like those sheep are carried through tough terrain, valleys, times when predators are lurking. Our shepherd has safely led us through our own dark valleys, has delivered us from dangerous demonic predators. He's wisely instructed us to avoid the poisonous weeds of sin and the toxic, unclean waters of worldly ways. He's walked us through the seasons of our life as our faithful shepherd and guide. Now, I want you to listen and pull in tight now with me. Something I want to talk to you about that we really, really need to understand. As those sheep, we look at the year in the life of the sheep, as they went through four seasons in Psalms 23, spring, summer, fall, winter, the Bible says in Ecclesiastes 3:1, that just as sheep are guided through the seasons of a year, we experience four seasons in our own life. All of us do. And everybody here, you're in one of the four seasons right now. Old wise Solomon wrote this to everything. Everybody say everything. Everything. That means everything in your life, to everything in your life, there is a season. And there is a time for every purpose God has for you under heaven. So he's talking about seasons and timing here. Now, it's important that we understand the difference, because what is the difference between a season and a time? He's clearly talking about two different things, because to everything in our life, there's a season for it, and there is a time for every purpose under heaven. So what is the difference between the two? Well, the word time is from the Greek word chronos, chronograph. It has everything to do with how long something lasts, the duration. Like we've been in here now, this service has been going on for 50 minutes. That's the chronos of this service. The duration of this service has been 50 minutes so far. All right? So that's time, a time for every purpose under heaven. So for every purpose God has for us, there is a timer attached to it. Okay? Now let's talk about season. Season is the Greek word kairos. So you have chronos and kairos. Chronos is duration, how long something lasts, but kairos is the right time for something.
We hope you enjoyed today's message from Pastor Jeff. We are so glad to have you here with us today. Before you touch that dial, we would like to take this opportunity to thank you for your unwavering support for Life Talk. Every time God uses the ministry of Life Talk to transform a life by the power of Jesus Christ, it's because somebody like you gave financially and helped make it possible. Life Talk's daily program is listener supported. So if you're interested in supporting this ministry, call us toll free at 877-884-8255. 877-884-3111. That's 877-884-3111. Or visit our website at lifetalkradio.us. That's lifetalkradio.us. And there you can make a donation to empower Life Talk to continue transforming lives with the power of the gospel. Once again, visit us online at lifetalkradio.us or call us toll-free at 877-884-3111 and give your best gift today. You've been listening to Life Talk with Pastor Jeff Wickwire. Join us again next time as we continue the message, Goodness and Mercy Follow Me, in this series called The Shepherd, a study of the 23rd Psalm. Thank you for listening today. We look forward to being with you again on our next Life Talk broadcast. Until next time, may God richly bless you.